Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
How do you approach these non-conference games? Are they just like a conference game, or how do you look at it?
Well, Phil, every game for the Richland Center Hornets is a must-win. And so we're looking to be competitive in each and every game. But certainly the non-conference games have less weight. But every game this season we're approaching as a must-win matchup.
Well, tell me about your team, your leaders. Have you been getting good leadership?
We have fantastic leadership this year from senior Giovanni Cerna and from junior Harrison Carpenter. Those two guys have kind of taken charge and shown great leadership so far.
And you bring in some youth, a little bit of a youth movement. You're getting contributions from the freshman class too, aren't you?
We certainly are. In fact, Seth Gald, a freshman, has been playing goalie, and he's played very well. He was pivotal in our win 3-1 against Prairie du Chien.
Not an easy spot to come in for a freshman to play, but you've had some that have stayed in goal for all 4 years of high school, haven't you?
That's correct, and it's great fortune when you can have a good goalie and you get them early in the program and they have time and space to develop, and we expect Seth Gall to be one of the best keepers in the conference.
With a couple of wins this year, you know, the Wisconsin Dells game and then Prairie du Chien in the conference, both of those, it seems you got off to a good start and a good lead. That's pretty key, isn't it?
Scoring first has a great advantage, and we've been fortunate to have that be the case so far this year. And so we'll be looking to do the same thing tonight against Wisconsin Heights at 5 p.m. Get out there early, get the lead. And then what we like to say is stay ahead. Get ahead, stay ahead.
Awesome. Thanks for joining us, Coach, and good luck here. We'll look forward to seeing the Hornets for the first time.
Thank you, Phil.
Tom Stadler joining us on this report from WRCO Sports.
At WRCO FM 100.9, we're proud to bring you all the excitement, energy, and heart of local sports. We're more than just fans of the game. We're fans of every team, every player, and every community. That makes it special. Local sports are the heartbeat of our hometowns, and we're committed to honoring the effort, teamwork, and spirit they represent. From the first whistle to the final buzzer, and from players and coaches to fans and officials, this broadcast is for you. Thanks for joining. This is Local Sports on WRCO Radio, where community comes to play.
On a beautiful day for high school sports, welcome to the Richland Center High School. They have a great crowd on hand tonight at Avitus Rib Field. Fans in the stand for both the Wisconsinites Barneville Club and Richland Center as well. The individuals are being introduced as they face the stadium side, and we'll introduce them to them as well tonight. First of all, in goal for Wisconsinites Barneville is Finn Sutherland. Also, starting in the midfield, Deacon Bain, number 9, number 10, Brooks Bain, number 11, River Lubchansky, number 12 is Joseph Burton, and number 13, Graham Crow. Defenders also include Everett Heath and Austin Stevenson, and Cooper Shipman, number 19. The forwards are Graydon Schomber and number 18, Eli Nichols. Those are the starters for the Vanguards, coached by Tommy Lancaster. For Richland Center, starting in the net tonight, Caleb Fetterly. The forwards include Giovanni Cerna and Connor Stoltz. Also starting tonight, they include Josh Nelson, who is a junior wearing number 5. Also number 7 at fullback is Sean Adams. Sean is a junior. Sophomore number 9, Henry Martin. Starting along with Andrew Mata, number 11, a freshman, Nash Berkhammer, a sophomore, wearing number 12. And starting tonight, Harrison Carpenter, a junior, wearing number 16. At sweeper, number 24, sophomore, Cody Pauls. Those are the starters. We'll be back with more in a moment from Richland Center High School here on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes. And those clunky noises, I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14, East Richland Center. Call now.
If you're a hunter, you know keeping your feet warm and dry is crucial to whether or not your hunt is a success. The Shoebox has the best selection of hunting boots around, from Danner, Lacrosse, Irish Setter, Rocky, Red Wing, and more. Sizes up to 16 and several waterproof selections to choose from. A new pair of boots from The Shoebox will get you out there and keep you out there. The Shoebox, located in Black Earth on Highway 14, stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
The Hornets come in with a couple of wins. Most recently, though, they suffered some losses at the Bigfoot Invitational. Coming in tonight after victories last week against Wisconsin Dells and also in the conference. Very important win over Prairie du Chien, 3-1. And I should mention, I guess, the Dells, that was technically a tie at 2-2. So the Hornets getting set for Wisconsinites Barneveld. And then a bevy of conference action at Dodgeville Mineral Point on Thursday. They'll be hosting Platteville Lancaster next Tuesday. They'll also be hosting River Valley next the following Tuesday on September 23rd. And then they'll be at Prairie du Chien. Wrapping up September, they'll be at Dodgeville Mineral Point. So by the end of the month, we'll know a lot more about the Southwest Wisconsin Conference, which the Hornets are hoping to be in contention for, with a group of players that only includes one senior. It is senior night tonight. They are honoring Giovanni Serna with a special halftime spotlight. Kickoff time is coming up next. High school soccer tonight from WRCO Sports.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. Hey, ice cream is back. Stop in and check out the variety of chocolate shop ice cream flavors we have to offer. You scream ice cream. We all scream for ice cream. Available now at Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Looking for a place where independence meets support? Welcome to Schmidt Woodland Hills, a residential care apartment complex serving the community for over 60 years. Enjoy spacious private apartments, personalized care, and a warm, welcoming environment designed for active living and peace of mind. With delicious meals, social events, fitness programs, and on-site support, they help you live life to the fullest. Call 604-8931 today to schedule a tour. Celebrating 60 years of Christian care, compassion, and community.
We kick off Wisconsin Heights with the ball first in the backfield, and then they'll head to the midfield line and try to work it across. It's going to be saved there. Nice shot by Cody Pauls coming up from the defense and drives it across the midfield line to the far side. Back into the Wisconsin Heights defense, and they will work it back to Brooks Bain up to the midfield line. Hornets trying to intercept, and they will. Giovanni Serna brings it in the middle, dashes a pass off to Melby. Andrew coming down the stretch here on the near side, stadium side, drops it back to Serna, and Giovanni steps around, drives it back to the middle, looking for a centering pass for Andrew Mata. Mata is near the top of the circle. Pass to the right of the 18. It's going to be Stoltz. Stoltz and the Hornets, and the flag. It's offside. Called on the Hornets. Things were set up pretty well. So Wisconsin Heights will clear it out and get it going. What a wonderful night for high school sports here at Avitus Rip Field. Beautiful night, a little bit of a breeze, and the sunshine, that's kind of gone down a little bit too, which isn't a bad thing either when you're peering across watching the action or when the players are looking for the ball. Heights will clear it out near the midfield line and try to work it across that midfield center stripe. Ball goes back to the left out of the defense to the sweeper. Now the Hornets intercept at the right side. Sean Adams playing a great job there in the middle. Gives it off to Serna. Giovanni with a quick pass to the right side. Here's Kepler and the ball on the left side, parallel to the goal line and out of bounds. It'll come back now to the goalie for the Vanguard. So the Hornets have been on attack a couple of times here early on. Just a minute and a half into the action. and play will resume. Looking for the keeper. Sutherland steps up, drives it along the ground. It works its way near midfield, and the Vanguards will take control. Looking for the middle. Pass for Schomber on the right side, deflected by the Hornets. Back to the Vanguards. Stevenson, their sweeper, pushes it off to the left side. Hornets get it back on a nice pass and a drive on the right side by Mata. Mata protecting the ball. Fires it back to the middle. Nice play, Adams. Adams, they're going to try to loop it over to Stoltz, and the goalie comes out and makes the play. Hornets got down deep again, and the Vanguard's keeper out to make the play. He'll step in now as he takes a couple of steps forward and then pounds it up over the midfield line. There's a little scrum for the ball right at the midfield line, and the Wisconsinites Barneville taking it off to the left side. Deacon Bain, short pass off to Graham Crow, and out of bounds it goes. Right at the center flag. Vanguards will throw it in. Graham Crow looking over the field, tries to loop it in the middle of the fray there. Push down, and that's going to be a call against the Hornets. So back, dead ball for a moment. A new ball comes out from the sideline, and the Vanguards will put it in play. Brooks Bain laying the ball down, and the Hornets get back on their heels now, trying to defend all the passing lanes. Here comes the approach. And they'll lob it into the fray right around the top of the 18. Vanguards push it to the right side, and now the Hornets try to clear it out. Harrison Carpenter, nice play out near midfield. Knocked down by the Vanguards, and Stevenson driving along the far side. Quick pass in the middle. They're going to get a shot, and it's wide to the right and out of bounds. Caleb Federley was protecting the net, but it rolled harmlessly past the left post, and he will clear it out now. First time we've called the Hornet keeper's name tonight, other than the starting lineup. And we're about 4 minutes into the contest. Federley looking it over from the goalie box and now steps, waiting for the whistle. Here we go. Play resumes. That ball rolls to the far side. Stepping in and making the play. The Hornets now. Mata is going to inch his way toward the middle. Short pass right side. Carpenter trying to get it across midfield. Ricochets off the Vanguards. Now trying to push it upward is Mata, and it is out of bounds. But off of the Vanguards, Hornets will get it on a throw and a quick one to Cerna, letting this a little far, and the Vanguards take it back the other way. And on the offense, stepping up, Nash Berkhammer takes it away and drives it deep into the Vanguards' territory. The goalie will come out, and Finn Sutherland makes the play at the other end of the field. So he will clear it out with a high and a short kick. Played off the body. Mata, left side. Vanguards take it back. So far, it looks like two evenly matched clubs. Mata gets it to Stoltz. Connor fighting for position. Stops. Now drops a pass on the far side. May have led Mata too far, and it's out of bounds. It'll be long to visiting Wisconsin Heights Barneville. No score in the contest. 4.5 into the first half and the contest tonight at Richland Center High School. As we mentioned, senior night. They've got some special things lined up for Giovanni Cerna. I asked him if they had any special things like bobbleheads or anything, and Coach Bailey said, no, not yet. Maybe. Play resumes now. And Wisconsinites Vanguards getting it off to the left side. Graham Crow. Crow off a header, now drives it into the middle looking for their forward. And the Hornets in hot pursuit are going to boot it, but it's not going to go out of bounds. Stays in bounds. Vanguards taking it down near the goal line. Good footwork there, getting a shot. Now knocked down by Pauls. The ball ricochets out near the midfield line. That was a good drive by Graydon Schomber, and the Hornets defend it well. Vanguards trying for another advantage. Working it to the middle, now on the far side. Meticulously stepping inside. That's Joseph Burton. And off of the Hornets out of bounds. Burton will throw it in again. He Eli Nichols trapped by the Hornets, and it is out of bounds. The Hornets will win this one. Josh Nelson will throw it in for Richland Center toward Mata. Mata is kind of pinned in, and now the Hornets turn and try to get something going toward midfield. Vanguard's protecting the house on the left side. And now the ball rolls back to midfield. Vanguard's trying to work it. Nelson was there, and so was Sean Adams. Adams works it free for a moment. Back to Cooper Shipman, playing that sweeper position. Shipman gets it up near midfield, and there is the ball crashing out of bounds on the near side. And Mata does a backward roll, trying to protect that ball. Hornets are going to get it back, and falling back on defense will be the Vanguards. Sophomore Nash Berkhammer helping out to find the ball, and Cody Pauls, a Hornets sweeper, will start it in play. Won't be long, we'll be talking about homecoming time. Unbelievable. Pauls drops a short pass to Mata. Mata tries to loop it over the top of the defense and find Giovanni Serna, and it's protected by the Vanguards. They'll just lift it out of bounds. Hornets will have it, and in pretty good field position here from the near side. And Nash Berkhammer will throw it in to start play. Holds it above the head, throws it in. Nice play by Mata. Can't quite control it. Goes out of bounds. So the Vanguards will take back over. Clock rolling here. And we are about 8.5 minutes into action. Play resumes. Pass goes to the far side. The Vanguards. That's Joseph Burton stepping up near midfield. Burton back to Levansky, and now over to Shipman. Good movement in the defensive backfield by the Vanguards. They'll get it across the midfield line, and now working it into some offense. They're going to try a lob to Schomburg. Schomburg stops, plays it off the body. He's double-teamed, drops it back to the left side, and the Vanguards making some progress about 30 yards away from the goal. Pass to the left side, now deflected on the defense of Henry Martin of the Hornets, and it goes out of bounds. It'll belong to the Vanguards. Just up from the corner flag, about 10 yards. They'll have a throw-in from the school side of the field. Here comes a quick throw-in. Ball intended there for Schomburg. Schomburg turns in, goes left back to Burton. Burton drops it back. The Hornets trying to defend. The ball again near the top of the box, turning and driving it high over the bar, not a bounds. Braden Schomburg, the senior forward for the Vanguards, and it remains scoreless. We're nearing the 10-minute mark. We'll take time out. We'll be back with more in a moment. Scoreless here at Richland Center High School between the Hornets and the Vanguards. And high school soccer from WRCO Sports.
Mark Philbeck here from the Philbeck Family Dealerships. At Philbeck's, our team always has your back. We treat our customers like family, and family shouldn't have to put in extra work to drive home in the vehicle you deserve. That's why we make the car buying experience as easy as possible by working with you every step of the way until we reach a deal that works for you. At any of our Philbeck locations in Highland, Richland Center, Boscobel, Prairie du Chien, or online at Philbeck.com. Keep it in the family with Philbeck's, and remember, we've always got your back.
Well, well, well. Looks like your water's gone dry again, huh?
Aw, shucks. This old pump's been sputtering around like a mule stuck in mud.
Sounds like you need Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center. Whether it's a pesky pump or a dry well, their team has over 50 years of hands-on experience. They'll have your water flowing faster than a rainstorm in July.
Well, that's a relief. I can finally stop taking bucket baths.
Ooh, that's good. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, servicing residential, agricultural, and commercial systems 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Call 649-4488.
Yeehaw! That's my kind of service.
Scoreless here at Richland Center High School, and right now they were checking the air of the ball. The ball that came in, the official checking it, find it satisfactory, and now we're going to get it, and the clearing pass is going to be stolen by the Vanguards. Quick shot, caroms off of one of the Hornets, and taken by Federley, the goalie. Eli Nichols got a close-range steal, and now Federley drives it up and long, and it bounces out of bounds. Caught by Coach Tom Stadler, looking out from his sombrero. Picked up now by the Vanguards, and the throw-in across the touchline. Drilled by the Hornets, and out of bounds. scoreless here at Richland Center High School. Phil Nee with you, courtesy of WRCO Radio Sports Boosters. Play will resume. Thrown in by the Vanguards. Up near midfield. Bain turns in, now drives a pass over the top of the defense, and an offside is called. Vanguards had it set, but there was a reason there. Nichols and company called offside. So it comes back to the Hornets. Both sides have had a couple of chances, some pretty good setups. Richland Center had a couple right away in this contest, but since that time, they've not really gotten a lot of their offense going. Hoping to get something sparked again. Cody Pauls will start it in play and drives it across midfield looking for one of his Hornet brethren. Stopping there on the left side, making the play is Connor Stoltz. Stoltz drops it back infield toward Mata, and now it's going to be stolen by the Vanguards across midfield. They got it going. Here is a pass, quick side. They've got a one-on-one with a goalie taking a shot. Nice down by Federley, pushed back in, and it goes into the net for the Vanguards on the rebound put back. And the Vanguard player ran into the post, and he is up and all right. Oh, man, that was a well-played shot. Again, Federley knocked the initial one down. It came right back to Graydon Schomber, and he scores. Vanguards and company put one on the board. That makes that is a goal at 27-21 here. And Graydon Schomber, the senior, scores. And the Vanguards score first. We'll be back with more in a moment from WRCO and WRCO.com.
For quality auto and light truck repair, turn to Cornerstone Service. Whether your vehicle needs maintenance like an oil change, brakes or tires, or diagnostics for a complex issue, Cornerstone is ready to help. JW Ewing and the team continuously invest in ongoing education and training to stay ahead of the ever-changing automotive industry. Cornerstone combines knowledge with the latest in diagnostic technology. Located on the Sextonville Road, Richland Center, Cornerstone Service is your source for honest professional care every time. Call 649-2000.
The September specials are here at All American Do-It Center. Now through September 30th, but only while supplies last. Save 50%. That's right, half price right now on a 15-inch thatch and groom 19-tine rake. Now just $24.97. Or get a 5-pound bag of premium wild bird food for just $3.49. Save over 50%. Fall is in the air. Save with a special of the month until the 30th. Don't forget to shop online at allamericandoitcenter.com in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center. All American.
1-0 Wisconsin Heights. Hornets now on a vengeance after the kick. Going to take it down into the defense of the Vanguards, and they will clear it out near the top of the box. Now they'll bring it out near midfield. Hornets had something going. There's a nice steal by Sean Adams of the Hornets. Adams drops it back to Martin on the right side, and his pocket is picked, and the Vanguards take it across midfield. On a drive on the near side, that's Tucker Aker. Passes ahead. Federley knocks it down. It's loose on the field. And Caleb able to clear it out. Nice play by the Hornet goalie recovering. And the pass comes. It's stolen by Crow. And there's a fight for the ball. Mata and Crow bounce off one another. Ball stays in bounds, and the Vanguards have it. Quick pass on the left side, and the Vanguards trying to hammer another one. This one cleared out near the out-of-bounds line, and it will be out, but it will belong to the Vanguards, and they've got good field position here. 1-0 they lead on the unassisted goal. And here comes a throw-in by Graham Crow down around the goal line. Crow gets it right back, pounds one near the goal line and out of bounds. So it will be back to the Richland Center goalie, and they will put it out and put it in play now. Everyone clearing out and waiting for the ball. Here comes the approach by Caleb Federley. Looking on the near side to Andrew Melby. Melby looking to protect the ball. Pushed out by Malcolm Scribbins of the Vanguards. And that ball pushed out by the Hornets. Again, Scribbins will have the throw in here on the stadium side of the field. Hornets getting into position now to try and defend it. The Vanguards have spent a lot of time on the end of this end of the field on the offense. Scribbins looking to throw it in and will down around the goal line. Right in the deep corner. Good movement of the ball now, and Aiden Kephart. Back he goes to Nichols. Nichols on the top, right around the 18, knocked down by Mata, and Mata and the Hornets try to get out of there. Pass to Melby. Defended, now pushed back by Elliott Heath. Heath back to Graham Crow. Takes a long shot. That one hit the bar and bounces off and out of bounds. That just about snuck in. Caleb Federley had his hand up, and the ball dropped just a little bit. Caught the L at the top of the bar and bounced out. We're 16 minutes into action here tonight. 1-0 Wisconsin Heights leading. Hornets trying to get something going. Cody Pauls drives it up near midfield. Defended by the Vanguards, and the Hornets will belt it out of bounds right around the corner flag. It'll belong to the Vanguards, and again, they've got good field position. Hornets have not been on the attack, and Finn Sutherland of the Vanguards standing all alone at the other end of the field here. He's not had a lot to do lately, and unfortunately, Caleb Federley has had a lot more to do. Hornets trying to change that and change the field position. Here comes the throw-in near the corner flag right around the goal, and Stoltz is going to softly take it back to his keeper, and Caleb Federley will clear it out. Defended well by the Hornets. Caleb puts a toe into it. Good kick. Goes about three-quarters of the field, and now it's going to be headed by the Vanguard defense up near midfield. Deacon Bain stops in, gives it off now to Everett Heath. Shortstop. Marking now passes it back toward the middle of the field. And now stolen by Yovani Cernat. Trying to get Yovani back in the action. Gives it off to Mata. Mata on the right side. Stoltz in full stride. Right side, short pass. And just missed there by Scribbins. And the ball goes out of bounds. It'll belong to the Hornets. Richland Center, no, to the Vanguards. Hornets had it set up really well for the attack, getting it down man for man against the defense, but it'll come back to the Vanguards, who will substitute. Wisconsin Heights winning the award for the earliest arrival that I've ever known in soccer. They were here today by about 1:30, and I guess it was a busing issue. They had to get a bus here, and then the bus head back, and then they'll come pick them up, I understand. Vanguards on the drive, called offside. It'll come back to Richland Center. So when I arrived, I was very surprised to see Coach Lancaster and company already here. And that's not normal. And because, you know, the team's getting out of school, and then they got to come about an hour or whatever it is. And normally they're here a little closer to kickoff time. Not tonight. Here's a long blast by the Vanguards from about 30 yards away, and that one went over the top and out of bounds. So it'll come back to the Hornets. Vanguards working it, and a long shot by Tucker Aker. So Federley, the goalie for the Hornets, will again try to get it out, get in position, and get something rolling here. Here comes the approach. And this one stays close to Mata. Mata with a header back to Cerna. Cerna looking now in the middle for Adams. Hornets cross the plane. Now Stoltz right in the middle. Connor tries to get around the defender. Defended there by Heath. Marks it to the left side. Knocked down by the Hornets. Now pushed back by the Vanguards up near midfield. And taking it across is Deacon Bain. Short pass right side. Schaumburg. Graydon steps inside the defender. Now fires it over in the middle, and it's going to be knocked down by the Hornets. Hornets defending it, and the ball rolls toward the out-of-bounds line, and it will belong to the Hornets. So defended well. There is a substitution coming in. They're waiting for a second. No. So play resumes. Hornets drop it in. Scribbins and Stoltz up near midfield. Defended by the Vanguards and stopped at midfield for a penalty. Looks like maybe a handball, and the Hornets get it back right at the midfield stripe. We'll try to get it going now. They've not had a lot of things to talk about on the positive side on the offense. Just over 20 minutes into the contest, 1-0, the Wisconsinites Barneveld co-op team leading. Here's a long kick by the Hornets. Down around the 20, knocked down, and now pushed back left side for Mata. Mata Looking for Stoltz. Gets it from Serna. Drives it to the left side. Hornets trying to get a little advantage. Serna getting around a double team. Now it's going to be picked by the Vanguards, and they push it up near midfield. Cody Pauls is there for the Hornets. Pushes it back in the other direction. Looking for Scribbins, and it's out of bounds. It will belong to the Vanguards with a throw-in coming up. Join us at halftime for the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. We'll talk about the incredible start of the year for the Richland Center Ithaca cross-country team. Here's a throw-in. The Vanguards go the short route. Now lob it up across midfield. Nichols now in full stride. Nichols on the drive, trying to find Schomber. Knocked down by the Hornet defense again. Schomber gets the pass, tries to get it top of the 18. Knocked down, pushed, driven into the goalie. And nice play by Federley. Defends that ball, and a big hit by Nichols, and it drives out to the midfield line of the Hornets, trying to catch up with it before the Vanguard defense, and the Vanguards get it back to their keeper, and Finn Sutherland will make the play, clears it off to the left side. Excellent play by Federley in the defense. Last time stopping goal number two for the Vanguards. Hornets on the right side, trying to get it to Serna, and Giovanni slips down, and the ball ends up behind him. Mata picks it up, drives it to the left side, looking there for Adams. Vanguards take it. Right side, they're up near midfield. Wisconsin Heights has had more time with the ball tonight. Quick pass. Off to Brooks Bain. Bain crosses the midfield line, drives it over to Crow. Crow staying inside the touchline, and Nash Berkhammer drives it out of bounds. Hornets defend, getting a chance to regroup and recoup, and let's see what happens here as the Vanguards will throw it in from the near side. Cooper Shipman will do the honors. Hornets lining up in all the passing lanes. I think we might be looking for a new ball. Not sure where that one wound up. Might have been over the fence. So here we go. It's Crow driving it in, dropping it right in front of the number 17, Tucker Aker, and he's defended there by Caleb Federley, and the Hornet keeper takes it. Gets out near the top of the box and now puts a long shot, bouncing one hopper across midfield. Vanguard defense taking control. Brooks Bain is there. Taken by Mata. Mata back to Stoltz, back to Mata. The Hornets at midfield, trying to crack the code. They haven't been able to do since earlier. One legit shot on goal defended by Finn Sutherland of the Vanguards. 1-0, Wisconsin Heights in the lead. Ball at midfield. Now they'll drop it back and make the play. It's going to be Shipman from the defense. Off to the left side and Everett Heath. Heath works it to Deacon Bain. Bain and Crow, and now ball pinballs back to Heath. Heath across the stripe. Now throws a long pass to the far side. Nichols is there. Vanguard's doing a good job getting it to their forwards. Now the Hornets chance to strike back. Connor Stoltz with a short pass at midfield to Henry Martin. It's defended by the Vanguards and taken across midfield. And the Hornets' Cody Pauls pounds one over the fence up onto the bank. And we've got a new ball coming in. We throw it in by Wisconsin Heights. Vanguards drop it in short. Now a long drive across the field on the near side. Picking up the dribble is Graham Crow. Crow drives it. Cody Paul's got a bit of a header on it. Oh, and Federley goes down. Oh, the net is open. They're going to try to punch one. Knocked down by Pauls and backed up by the Hornet defense. Nash Berkhammer and company drive it out of bounds. That was nearly disastrous for the Hornets. Federley was out, made the play, but then the net was open, and he was kind of shielded, unable to get back toward the net. And the Vanguards will throw it in. Following substitutions. So for Richland Center, number 10, Landon Williams is in. And for the Vanguards, Aiden Kephart, is it? River Lubchansky. River is in. one of the original starters. All right, here comes the throw-in. Hornets on the far side. Now back to Stoltz in the middle. Drops it back to Serna. Hornets unable to crack the code. Seems like Giovanni draws a crowd each time. Pass across midfield, defended by the Vanguards. Berkhammer picks up on it. Drops a short pass over the top. Midfield line defended by the Vanguards. Hornets trying to get it across that wall of defenders. Pass back to Tucker Aker. Aker on the left side. And now the Vanguards work it to an open man on the left side. Here's Braden Geisler. Geisler defended by Cody Pauls. Geisler brings it back toward the middle, and the Vanguards trying a centering pass. Now back to Geisler. Lobs it in for a header try by Schomburg. Knocked down, now taking a shot. Fennerly is going to make the play for the Hornets. Off the goal attempt there by number 9, Deacon Bain. 1-0, Wisconsinites Barneville leading. We will be right back with more soccer in a moment from WRCO Sports.
On the go? Make Richland Mobile Mart your go-to stop. Fuel up your day with fresh coffee, donuts, and hot breakfast sandwiches. Need a quick meal? Grab a take-and-bake pizza, kitchen-fresh sandwiches, salads, cookies, and more all ready when you are. And don't forget your favorite beer, wine, and other liquor selections. Keep your ride clean with their touch-free automatic or self-serve car wash. Conveniently located on Highway 14, Richland Mobile Mart, West Side, Richland Center.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home.
Welcome back to Richland Center High School. 1-0, Wisconsin Heights Barneveld in the lead. So we pick up on the action ball on the near side. They're going to punch it back to the middle. And now one right across the lawn, a worm burner by Deacon Bain, is played by Caleb Federley, the Hornet goalie. So the Hornets will clear it out again. 1-0 the score. We have just over 12 minutes remaining in the first half of action here. Just ahead of the halftime festivities. Ball at midfield. Vanguards drop it over to the far side. Now a short kick. Looking for Graydon Schomburg. Schomburg protects it. Plays it off the body. Drives to the right side. There's a pass to Bain. A Deacon coming on the right side. Hornets got to defend it. And it's again into Federley's hands. Caleb Federley has been kept busy here as of late. Clears it out to the far side. And that one bounces across the midfield line and out of bounds. It will belong to the Vanguards. Hornets hopeful to try and get some offense going here tonight. Here comes the inbound pass. They're going to work it back to Sean Adams. Adams right in the middle. Middle now needs some help. Back to Landon Williams. They were looking for Melby, and now the Vanguards lifted at midfield. And Lubchansky over to Bain. Far left side. Vanguards doing a good job setting it up, looking for the middle, and Federley knocks it down. Open net, clearing it out now. The Hornets, it's going to be Berkhammer hooking that ball up near midfield. Great D by the Hornets recovering there after the Vanguards were really pounding away at it. And well played. Balls and company, and also Henry Martin helping out on the back end for the Hornets. Ball at midfield. 10.5 to play in the first half. 1-0 Wisconsin Heights. Again, they've been on the attack, hustling down to the middle, trying again to look for Schomburg, and Cody Pauls clears it out. A Hornet sweeper getting a lot of action tonight as well. Up near midfield, the ball is going to be driven by the Hornets. They are looking for an open man, and the ball rolls harmlessly to the other end, and Finn Sutherland is there. Hornets are trying to maybe hook up with Malcolm Scribbins. Sutherland clears it out to midfield for the Vanguards, and they are working it again. Deacon Bain. Bain looking for Schomburg, and Cody Pauls drives it out of bounds across the touchline. It will be Richland center ball. Near side line judge making the call. And more substitutions coming in here. Wisconsin Heights bringing in number 18, Eli Nichols, who got a bit of a breather. And for the Hornets, Seth Gauld, freshman, is in. Seth, who will spend some time in the goal as well for the Hornets. Now, again, a couple of more substitutions. They brought the ball in temporarily, but play is stopped after it caroms out of bounds. And another sub's coming in, number 12, Joseph Burton for the Vanguards. And here's the throw-in. Giovanni Cerna, the intended receiver for the Vanguards, was blocked out, and Cerna drives it out of bounds again. Everett Heath throws it into the backfield. Cooper Shipman fires it over to the left, and it's going to come back to the middle. Play there by Lubchansky. Turns in, drives it far side, and the Vanguards got it going again. Braden Geisler looks it over. Defending it is going to be Henry Martin, and the ball is out of bounds. It'll belong to the Vanguards again, parallel to the 18. They're going to bring it in play and try to get something set up again. Tucker Aker, number 17. Hornets trying to clear it out. On the left side, Sean Adams. Adams for Richland Center, looking for Gauld. Now back to Kepler. Kepler up near midfield, and it's going to be Connor Stoltz. Stoltz trying to fight his way through the defense. Nearly got by, but defended by the Vanguards. They'll drop it back to their keeper. Hornets are going to get it back real quick. Seth Gauld is zapping and drives it over the right side, and it's going to be deflected by the Vanguards. Cerna takes a long shot, and it's wide to the left and out of bounds. It'll come back with a goal kick. Well, that's the first time we've really gotten excited about a Hornet offensive set. They, for a while, since the beginning, they had it set up quite well. 7.5 remaining here in the first half. Still 1-0, Wisconsin Heights, Barneville. And Finn Sutherland will get it started. Drives it up near midfield. There's a header by Aker. And the Vanguards work it across midfield. It's punched out of bounds by Avery Kepler, and the Hornets will start again. Back on the defense. Vanguards trying to thread the needle. Their favorite receiver is Graydon Schomber. Deflected by Pauls. Pushed to the right side. Back to the middle. Hornets looking for Sean Adams. Defended. Now Cerna weaves, zigs and zags. Gives it over to Nash Berkhammer. He drops it over the top. Looking for Andrew Melby. Vanguards step inside and take it away again. Vanguards with a nose for the ball. Ball goes back to the mid, and it's going to be Joseph Burton dropping it across. Hornets got to catch up now on the defense. And stepping in is Graydon Schomber. Graydon down near the corner. Now a centering pass toward the 18. Ball knocked down. Looked like a handball called against the Vanguards. It dropped off the foot back to the hand, and it'll come back to the Hornets. Dead ball with just over 6 minutes remaining here in the first half. And Cody Pauls will take it along the line. It bounces near the midfield line up toward Connor Stoltz. The Vanguards punch it out of bounds. Hornet ball right at midfield. So it's setting up to be a pretty good opportunity here for Richland Center. Here's a short throw in. Giovanni Cerna takes the short pass. Looking for Gaul. Deflected, now taken by the Vanguards. Aker. Aker on the left side. And it's punched out of bounds by number 9, Henry Martin. It'll belong to the Vanguards. And again, they've got it set up pretty well, about 20 yards to the north of the corner flag. Far side of the field, throw in. Cerna heads it out of bounds. It'll belong to the Vanguards again. And they will get another substitution into the lineup. So back in after a rest is Brooks Bain. Hornet lineup stays the same. Here's the throw-in. Down near the goal line, protecting the ball is Nichols, and it's punched out of bounds, defended by the Hornets again. Avery Martin and company defending well. And here come the Vanguards, getting a short pass toward the middle, fighting their way for position. The Hornets trying to do the same. Giovanni Cerna trying to pick the pocket of the player. Ball goes left side. Kepler defends, and then it got him in the head. He's a little bit injured, it looks like. The ball goes to the left side and out of bounds and will belong to the Vanguards. And again, we're going to have an injury time as they assess the situation on the injured Hornets. So it will be just a bit of an injury time. Clock is stopped with 4:15 remaining here in the first half. 1-0, the Vanguards in the lead on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Are you ready for a fresh new look or a little well-deserved pampering? Jenny and the team at Inspired Innovations are here to make it happen. Whether you're after the latest hair trends or a relaxing nail service, their talented stylists deliver expert care and a warm, welcoming atmosphere. At Inspired Innovations, it's not just about beauty, it's about the experience. For the look of your dreams, call 583-0077. Visit them in the log building at the corner of Highway 14 and County Highway Double J in Gotham.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. We have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
We're back to action. Richland Center taking over after the injury. Giovanni Cerna with the ball goes on a nice short pass here. David Budden on the left side now brings it back, and that's Connor Stoltz. Back it goes to Giovanni. Giovanni down near the corner. Down around the goal line. Quick move now as he brings it back. We're on the stadium side. Hornets getting a little bit closer here. Harrison Carpenter trying to get it back to Giovanni, and it's out of bounds. It'll belong to the Hornets. Clock rolling down toward the end of the first half. Again, a 1-0 lead for the Vanguards. Hornets trying to match it, even it up here, and get a little momentum as we go to second half. Cerner with a throw in. It's going to be a little bit short, deflected by the Vanguards out near midfield, and they've got a little bit of advantage now as they work it to the near side, and here comes that quick Graydon Schomber. Schomber driving all the way down to the corner, steps inside a defender, now with the left foot, centers the pass, top of the 18, pull on the trigger, it's high and out of bounds for Eli Nichols. Graydon Schomber downfield, Hornets trying to match up with him. He got down rather quick-like. Score stays 1-0. Richland Center giving Sean Adams a rest. And Noah Clark checks in. So Noah, a sophomore for the Hornets. Pretty good numbers for Coach Tom Stadler this year, assisted by Steve Bailey and Josh Clark and John Kronk. Well, these guys were teammates back in high school. I remember calling their games. Clearing pass by Federley. That ball is going to roll out of bounds near the midfield line, and the Vanguards will get a chance to toss it in. Leading the contest 2-0, Everett Heath throws it in play, looking for Schomber, and it's punched out of bounds by Nash Burkhammer. It will belong to the Vanguards here on the stadium side. A run up across the touchline, and a throw-in will be made in just a moment. Vanguards trying to set up something. Quick pass comes in near the goal line. They'll punch it back to Burton, and Burton drives it out of bounds. So the Hornets will clear it out. Trying to get something started here in the final minute and a half of the first half. So it is cleared out near midfield. And the Vanguards deflect, intercept, pass near side, pushed back by Burkhammer near midfield. Taken again by the Vanguards. Brooks Bain down the middle and gives a pass over the left side, leading a little long is Nichols. Nichols is on the goal line. Double team by the Hornets. Nichols brings it back, top of the box, and a little bicycle-style shot taken by Federley. Tucker Aker put a toe into it. Under a minute remaining in the first half. Long clearing kick. defended by the Vanguards with a header by Heath. It gets away now on the sidelines, and Burton tackled out of bounds. Giovanni Cerna matching up well. The ball rolls out of bounds. It'll belong to the Vanguards with just over 30 seconds remaining here in the half. Quick inbounds taken by Giovanni Cerna. Cerna up near midfield. There's a lot of green grass. Brings it up near the midfield stripe. Well played by Everett Heath. He takes it away for the Vanguards, and it rolls across the touchline. Hornets will have it on a throw-in with not a lot of time remaining in the half. Nope, the flag points the other way. It's Wisconsin Heights with the ball. Down to less than 10 seconds. Here's a long kick from the corner. It's going to be brought up in the middle for the Vanguards. Punched to the right of the post, and Federle makes the play, and we stay at 1-0 as we get to halftime. Little flurry of action there at the end, but 1-0 the Vanguards lead after 40 minutes of soccer. Coming up, the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. Phil Nee with you. It's a pleasure to be along with you tonight as we keep you company with high school soccer. And we have a busy week here at Richland Center High School, including high school football coming up on Friday. The Hornets taking on New Glarus. Holman leading Toma 1-0. That's in the first half in high school soccer. 1-0 Wisconsin Heights Barnevelle leading Richland Center here as well at the break. They'll be honoring senior Giovanni Cerna as well here at halftime at the Richland Center High School Stadium. We'll have more coming up in a moment from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Welcome to the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. Dairyland Transportation of Richland Center knows what it takes to meet the needs of customers in a fast-paced world. It's similar to the commitment high school athletes make. Dairyland Transportation is proud to salute all high school athletes with the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
The Richland Center Ithaca cross country team is going to have a busy week this week. I talked to Coach Eric Mindham about how it's gone so far with the RCI runners.
Yeah, they've been off to a great start. That's something we talked about early this season, whereas most years we're maybe a little bit too laid back going into the start of the year. We just want to gauge where we are. We talked about setting the tone early, about starting to feel like we can compete and race well at these meets and keep building on that. So, yeah, they ran well at Cashton. It's a bit of a smaller meet, more D3 schools than D2 there. But what really impressed me was our second race at Viroqua, beating some really good Division II and even Division I teams there, a team like Sparta that had three guys running under 18 minutes. Our boys' team's just been off to an impressive start.
Great leadership. I know some of the stalwarts that you've had the last 3 years, they're doing well as seniors, aren't they?
They really are. You can't replace experience. The senior group's kind of been on the verge the last couple of years. They've been right there. They put in the work this offseason, and they learned the ropes from guys before them like Andrew Honer and some others, and they're passing those lessons on to the younger guys. So it's great to see. It's a great group of guys, and we're expecting big things from them this year.
And let me ask you about your freshman, Owen Dreyer, setting a school record in the second meet of the year. That's just unheard of, Eric.
It is. It was a record that was held by Ryan Stadler the last couple of years as teammates. Owen is impressive of a young guy as you'll find. Just high character, great work ethic, mixed with the right amount of talents, just everything a coach could ask for.
Let's talk about your girls' team. I know you've suffered through some injuries. What's the state of them right now as we get to your next meet?
Yeah, difficult. We raced tonight in Boscobel, and it doesn't look like we're going to have a full team tonight. Pearl Fretz is working her way back to be able to run. We're hoping she gets in the mix here this Saturday. But Eliza Wurtzema is probably out tonight, and Rachel Waterfall's been struggling through and fighting through some knee pain as well. So if we can just get healthy there, we've got a really talented group of girls. I think we can compete well in the conference and at some of these races late in the year. We just have to get healthy before we can get to that point.
The coach of the Richland Center Ithaca cross country teams, Eric Mindham, the team in Boscobel tonight, and then at River Valley coming up on Saturday. That's it for today's Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
KJ Cold Storage is a warehouse that is locally owned and operated, located in southwest Wisconsin, and is ready to take in and store products in need of refrigeration. KJ Cold Storage is committed to providing a safe, sanitary, and secure storage space. The 50,000 square foot refrigerated facility features 7,680 pallet positions ready to fill and three loading docks to keep drivers moving. Call 739-5085. KJ Cold Storage, all your needs for cold storage.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and inspections, the GM trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stopping by at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you need. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available too from Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
At Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, we know home isn't built in a day, it's built in the little moments, movie nights, family dinners, and mornings at the cabin. That's why we're more than just a furniture store. We're your hometown partners for every room, every home, every season of life. From durable everyday pieces to stylish designs for your getaway, you'll find trusted brands, personalized service, and small town care you can count on. Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, where small town trust meets big city style. Visit us today in downtown Richland Center.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment. Plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034.
Proud to serve our local community. City Utilities of Richland Center is committed to supporting our area youth. With a team of dedicated local professionals, we provide top quality service at the lowest possible cost for our water, wastewater, and electric customers. As a proud member owner of WPPI Energy, we're helping our community grow and thrive for the future. Richland Center, a public utilities community since 1880, working for you every day.
With reliable policies, personalized service, and a commitment to helping you sleep at night, we're here when you need us most. When you choose Julie Karen State Farm, you're not just getting a policy, you're gaining a partner who's there for you in life's biggest moments. With Julie Karen State Farm, you're not just insured, you're protected by a name you can believe in. With our agency, you'll have clear, straightforward guidance, personalized plans that fit your needs, and a team you can trust every step of the way. Like a good neighbor, Julie Karen State Farm is there.
Welcome back to Richland Center High School. Avitus Ripfield, 1-0 the score. The lone goal came 13 and a half minutes into the first half when Graydon Schomber hit the net on a rebound. Actually ricocheted off the goalie, came back to Graydon. He was able to hit the rebound in, and that's where we stand here at halftime, 1-0. The Hornets, a little bit of recovery time toward the end of the first half. Otherwise, Wisconsin Heights was fairly dominant, but did only get one goal in against this Richland Center defense. Special halftime festivities honoring the Hornets' lone senior, Yovani Cerna, who has been a very dedicated player over the course of the last now 4 years. He's been playing since he was a freshman, and he is the lone senior. And that's one of the things that's fairly remarkable about this Hornet club. Pretty competitive, and they're fairly young. The juniors include Caleb Federley, Josh Nelson, Sean Adams, Landon Williams, and Harrison Carpenter. Otherwise, it's a good array of sophomores and a few freshmen sprinkle into the varsity lineup as well. Richland Center will not have the JV, it looks like, for most of the year, unless they do maybe attend a tournament. But otherwise, they've got, in fact, I think they picked up another player this week, so they have about 20 players, I believe, but not enough for a couple of teams unless they do some special activities. They will have a lot of 5 o'clock kickoffs, some 7 o'clock, though, so we get a little bit later on in the season. Richland Center, every time they play at River Valley, it's always a 7 o'clock start time, and Platteville will be a place where they play at 7 o'clock. Hornets will be hosting Platteville Lancaster, and that is next week on Tuesday, and that will be a 7 o'clock kickoff time as well. There will be, I think there will be a JV matchup in that one, too. That's the other thing. Not always do the other conference schools always have enough for junior varsity. 1-0 our score. Wisconsinites Barneveld leading Richland Center. Second half right around the bend here. We'll take a final timeout before we get back to kickoff time for the second half here on WRCO and WRCO.com.
What if there were a way to be more efficient with less effort, to achieve peak performance with less energy? Well, thanks to Carrier GreenSpeed Intelligence, what if is now what is. A home comfort system with GreenSpeed Intelligence is smarter than your average system. It can run longer at lower speeds to maximize your comfort and your home's energy efficiency. It understands your